From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Noelle King in for David Brancaccio. Okay, we all know what a leap year is, but there's also something called a leap second. It happens every few years when clocks around the world have to tick one extra second before the stroke of midnight GMT. This syncs up clocks and computer systems with the Earth's rotation. It won't happen until June 30th, but it's a really big deal for financial firms, and they're gearing up for it. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains why.
You might think this sounds a lot like the Y2K scare, but the leap second really could be a problem for today's super-fast online trading, says Victor Yodakin at FSM Labs, a financial software firm.
It's a big issue for financial firms. A whole second is a long time. Software is really not set up to see time go backwards.
Yodakin says high-frequency traders depend on real-time pricing down to the microsecond. Also, exchanges in Asia and the U.S. aren't adding the extra second the same way, says programmer Steve Allen at UC Santa Cruz.
During the trading day, their clocks will be different. There will be moments during that day when transactions from one market to another seem to come from the future.
Some U.S. exchanges will pause around the leap second as a precaution, and most experts agree any problems will get resolved, if not in a New York nanosecond, at least in the hours and days after the leap second is passed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.